fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille is out on assignment, so it is Dr. Weiss taking over. And we are talking about heartburn today. And heartburn is something that, well, face it, doesn't get a lot of respect. And when we look at it from an integrative or a natural model, we have to look at it very, very differently. And not only give it respect, but look at it as possibly the origin of most disease. Let me justify that and first start off by breaking a myth that heartburn or GERD, which is the same thing, I can't bill for heartburn. I can bill for gastroesophageal reflux disease. It makes me feel almost 5'11 when I say things like that. But seriously, it's the same thing as heartburn. And heartburn has long been accused of being this too much stomach acid problem. Now, this segment, listeners, is not about research. There is no new breakthrough study. What we are talking about is the physiology of the way the body works. This will never change. This is something that we don't need to study rats anymore for, dogs, monkeys, humans. We know how this works, this mechanism works, and I'm going to explain it to you so you understand a couple of things at the end of the segment, and one of them is that heartburn is a good thing. Heartburn's not a good thing. Stomach acid is a good thing. It's a really good thing. I'm going to prove it to you by the end of the segment. You are going to actually believe that your stomach is not this bubbling cauldron of diseased stomach acid bursting up into your esophagus causing cancer, but rather you're going to think of stomach acid as nature's miracle to create human life. And that's really what it is. Now let's start off with how this all works. In order to break down food, we use enzymes in the mouth. Then it comes to the stomach and it's mixed in an acid bath. And then that comes out, those acids are neutralized and pancreatic enzymes are brought in order to finish up the job. That's what we do. In fact, a little bit of bile comes in after that to emulsify fats. The stomach, a healthy stomach, when food enters, a cork in the top of it shuts, a cork in the bottom of it shuts, and then it grinds the food. There's thick layers on the stomach called rugae. It grinds the food, and it mixes the acids in, and it breaks things down. Now, why is stomach acid so important, and why is it something necessary for human life? Because human life depends on protein and the breaking down of protein. When we eat animal protein or even vegetable proteins, it takes acids in order to break those down. If we weren't able to break down protein with acids, we couldn't exist. Human frame could not exist. So stomach acid, therefore, is a good thing. Now, we mentioned two things, corks, a cork in the top and a cork in the bottom. When the cork in the top of the stomach leaks, we call it heartburn. When the cork in the bottom of the stomach leaks, we get things like pyloric or duodenal ulcers where that stomach mixes in. See, the stomach tissue is built for acid, but the esophageal tissue above it and the intestinal tissue below it is not built for acid. So how does heartburn occur? Why is it not too much acid the problem? Let me explain. Have you ever heard of an unstressed person getting heartburn? Have you ever heard of a... Think of somebody you know who chews Tums like Pez. I can think of 1,000 of them right now, and I probably went to medical school with most of them. But when you think about stomach and stomach issues and Tums and heartburn, what do you think of? Stockbrokers, real estate people that are very, very stressed. And what do? They end up on stomach acid, and let me explain why. When we're stressed, we do not make stomach acid. That's the way the nervous system's built. Think of it the opposite way. Think of when you're getting ready for a good meal. Now, this would be our producer, Kevin, getting ready for a Snickers bar, right? Nope, just giving you some grief, Kevin, because you saved me earlier from technically goofing up the show today. But think about when you're really relaxing, maybe Thanksgiving, or you're out with some friends and you smell the food on the barbecue and you're relaxing and it's just a long day. What happens? Your heart rate comes down and your peristalsis, your stomach activity increases. So That's relaxation and proper digestion. Now let's think of it another way. We've got another producer over there, Sonar. Let's say Sonar is trying to get the new mixing board going. There's 10 things going on. He's got a burger in front of him. He's trying to wolf down a bite at a time. I think he had a sandwich one time. I believe that was a steak sandwich or something he was eating one day. But he's trying to take a bite of tat while he's on the phone with somebody, while he's working on the switches. His stomach is not prepared for food. His digestion, his heart rate is up, and his digestive juices are down. That food now hits his stomach. He does not have stomach acid in there to break that down. So what does he do? He then his stomach starts to grind. And he kind of puts his hand on his stomach and he maybe even lets out a little burp. Why? Because that stomach is starting to try and grind the food because it doesn't have enough stomach acid. Here's the next step, listeners, that I want you to understand. That valve gets damaged. That valve gets damaged and will allow the stomach acid to leach up into the esophagus. So now let's say Sonar gives me a call, says, hey, Dr. Weiss, what do we do? You know, I'm just getting this bloating. I'm starting to feel a little burning. I will put him on digestive enzymes. I will put him on hydrochloric acid in order to get his stomach to break food down. I will also explain to him, hey, Sonar, try and take an hour for lunch. I know it's impossible for all of us these days, but you know, when you're in Europe, they sit down for lunch, they take a half hour, an hour, usually it's an hour, and they digest their food. Well, in America, we don't have a lot of those chances to do that. So I'll have him cheat. I'll have him take a couple tablets of hydrochloric acid, or I'll have him take a couple tablets of pancreatic enzymes in order to simulate that relaxed feeling. That's not perfect, but let's go to the consequences of too little stomach acid. Now let's do a quick review here. Number one, stomach acid's a good thing. It is not a bad thing. It is not something that's sitting in our stomach waiting to burn a hole in everything. It is a good thing. Without stomach acid, we could not break down the protein needed for human life. Horses couldn't break down oats. Look at all of these mammals out there. They all have stomach acid. Second thing is, too little stomach acid makes the stomach then grind, damaging the cork in the bottle that keeps the acid in, allowing it to leak. Now let's look at some long-term consequences of the way we treat this in this country. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to go on a limb here because I do this here at Radio MD. And I'm going to tell you, listeners, that we got to get rid of the Tums, the Prilosec, and the acid-blocking medications, the Tagamet, the Zantac, all of these things. Let me explain why. Whenever we block down stomach acid, yes, we feel better. And listeners out there who do take things like Prilosec or Tagamet, you're not bad people, but we need to try and get you away from this. And here's why. Nature has the stomach at a pH of 2. If I were to put my finger down a healthy woman's throat and put it into her stomach, my fingertip should burn. That's how strong that acid should be. When you take one of those medications, it neutralizes the acid or it blocks the release of that acid, raising the stomach pH to 7 or 8. That might make you feel better, but you will not break down food and nutrients. That's what's going on here. Acid stomach, basic intestines. When you have an acid stomach, that's working properly to tear apart the food and get the nutrients out of it. Then you have alkaline intestines. The alkaline intestines will then allow for you to get a B12 and form ways to put it in a bowl. When you flip that by taking these medications, what happens then is that you get an alkaline stomach where you don't get the nutrients from it. You get damage to the cork in the bottle, heartburn, GERD, and then you get an acid intestines. Acid intestines, now you don't grow the right bacteria, and so on and so forth. What do you get? Then you look at the irritable bowel, Crohn's. It's all related to the stomach acid. In summary, too little stomach acid, hogwash. Or excuse me, too much stomach acid, hogwash. Heartburn is caused by too little stomach acid. For those of you out there that are going through this, start talking to your doctors about getting these medications gone, getting on some digestive enzymes so you can actually absorb your minerals and nutrients. Look at the package inserts. They'll tell you. They don't let you to absorb nutrients, but we want you to at Radio MD.